بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, this is the continuation of Surah Tafsir, Surah Al-Baqarah, and we have reached verse 183. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. The translation of the meaning, O who you believe, observing a sawm, fasting, is prescribed for you as it is, or as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become pious. Here, the saying of Allah, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, it means ordained, prescribed upon you. And the one who ordained that is Allah, the Most High, the one free of all imperfection. And الصيام, linguistically, it means abstention, holding. As in the saying of Allah, the Most High, in Surah Maryam, concerning Maryam herself, in chapter 19, verse 26, قال الله عز وجل, about Maryam, إني نظرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. So eat and drink and be glad, and if you see any human being, say, verily I have vowed a fast unto the Most Beneficent. Then she explained what she meant by this fast, so I shall not speak to any human being this day, so I withhold from, and in this case, speaking. This is the linguistic meaning, abstention from. Now, the legal meaning is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abandoning and keeping away from the mufattirat, the things which render the fast invalid, from the time of fajr, from the dawn, until sun sets. This is the linguistic meaning, this is the legal meaning of as-sawm. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as it was prescribed for those before you, meaning from the nations before. And this covers the Jews, the Christians, and those before them. All these nations, the fasting was prescribed upon them. However, this does not entail that their fasting is like ours in terms of timing and the period. Now, making such resemblance has two benefits. This resemblance with the previous nations has two benefits. First, lest it is said we have been ordered to do something difficult and, you know, others were not. So this is a form of comfort. This is a form of comfort. When people share in certain things, in a certain difficulty, then it becomes easy. The second benefit is perfecting the merits for this ummah. These merits, which were given to the nations before, meaning the merits concerning the fasting. And there is no doubt that the fasting is from the greatest of merits. The person abstains from fasting, from eating rather food, drinks, and also controls his lusts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most Mighty, the Most Majestic. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it particular for himself, special. قال الله تعالى فقال تعالى in the Qudsi Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمٍ يُضَاعَفُ الْحَسَنَةُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِمِائَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ. All the deeds of the children of Adam will be amplified in terms of reward tenfold, up to 700-fold, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي, it is for me, Allah, and I recompense on it, and I reward on it. يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ, he leaves his food and his desires, lusts, for my sake. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of the reason and the hikmah behind fasting in the verse when he said that you may become لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may become of the pious. So this is the hikmah, the wisdom behind fasting, that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain taqwa. Taqwa is attained by doing and executing the commands of Allah and abstaining from doing the prohibitions. And with respect to the other benefits, physical in nature or social in nature, these come as a consequence, as a result. Now the benefits of this verse. The benefits of this verse. Number one, the importance of fasting. The importance of fasting. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, addressed them with fasting. So this relates the importance of fasting. Second, that fasting is an obligation, that is a fard. Third, that fasting was also ordained on the nations before. Fourth, giving comfort to the believers, in the sense they are not the only ones sharing in this. The fifth is perfecting the merits of this ummah, attaining those merits that were given to the nations before. Sixth, that the wisdom behind fasting is taqwa Allah, is to attain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seventh, the virtue and merit of taqwa, and that the believers should follow and take the means needed to attain it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the fasting for this reason, and therefore this is a noble and magnificent goal, and meaning the taqwa. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished the first and the latter of nations, because he said, as in Surah An-Nisa in chapter 4 verse 131, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنْ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and we have recommended to the people of the scriptures before you and to you, O Muslims, that you all fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. And subsequently from this matter, there is another benefit, And this is being considerate of the means. Being considerate of the means. That is, whatever may be a means to reach or attain something, then it takes the same ruling as that sought. Then it takes the same ruling as that sought. So, since taqwa is obligated, then the means to attain it is also wajib, is also obligated. And therefore, the Muslim should keep away from the situations of fitan, of afflictions, should not look to the non-mahram woman, and should not speak to her in way which is enjoyable, because this leads to fitna, and this could be a means to fahisha, to wrongdoing. And in this case, it is the major sin of the evil of zina, of illegal sexual relationships. And we know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that anyone who hears of the Dajjal, of the pseudo Christ, and yabta'id anhu, to keep away from him, lest he falls in his fitna, in his grave affliction when he appears. And the eighth benefit of this verse is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by diversification of worships, diversifying worships. If we examine the worships, we find them diversified. Some are purely financial, and some are purely physical, and some are a combination of both physical and financial. Some are restrainment in order to test the legally responsible, the believers. This is so because it is easy for some people to carry on the physical actions, and this would be easy for him than exerting the financial works. Some are just the opposite, and then also some, it is easy for them to exert what is beloved. On the other hand, difficult upon them to restrain from what is beloved. And yet still, there are those who do just the opposite. So, accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in accordance with his wisdom, he made the worships in different types and ways, diversification. So fasting is refrainment from something beloved, and to some people this could be harder than exerting what is beloved. And it is very strange that in our times that there are people who can stand to fast and magnify the fasting, but cannot are not patient when it comes to salah, and they don't have in their hearts the magnification of the salah as it is with respect to the magnification of fasting. You find them fasting the month of Ramadan, but they don't pray except in Ramadan only, meaning between Ramadan and Ramadan they don't pray. And this is, there is no doubt, this is wrong way of thinking. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who magnify all worships and in the way that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next benefit is affirming the hikmah, the wisdom, affirming the hikmah in the legislation. And that is, nothing is legislated except for a hikmah, for a wisdom behind it. And this is true whether we know the wisdom or we don't. And if we come to know the wisdom, then this is from the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, through which we know the perfection, the perfection of Allah Azza wa Jal and His legislations. And that if we don't know, on the other hand, then we must submit, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-Ahzab in chapter 33 verse 36. قال الله تعالى وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. It is not for a believer, man or a woman, when Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter, that they should have any option in their decision. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed strayed in a plain error. The next benefit, أن الصيام من مقتضيات الإيمان. Siyam is necessitated by iman, is one of the matters necessitated by iman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers by saying يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O who you believe, كتب عليكم الصيام. Siyam has been ordained or prescribed upon you. This brings the end of the benefits concerning this verse, and inshallah ta'ala we'll continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah as scheduled. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.